Okay, welcome everyone. This is class two of the second series. And let's just take a few deep breaths and let everything go. Release any tension as you breathe out. Relax. Relax your eyes and the area around your eyes. Relax your forehead. Relax your cheeks. Relax your nose. Relax your ears. Relax your whole head. Relax your neck and shoulders. Relax your upper back. And lower back. Relax your upper arms, elbows, lower arms, wrists, hands, and fingers. Relax your chest and stomach. Pelvis, upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Let everything go. Any kind of tension, tightness. Just for now. Drop anything, any kind of resistance that you have in the body. Anything that is in the back of your mind or that you're thinking about now, about your day, about what happened or what might happen, drop that as well. Just drop it completely. Stop following thoughts altogether. This you have the ability to accomplish, whether you think you do or not. You have this ability to stop following any thought. So, just for now, stop and be. Let your being be steady and unshakable. Let your being be imperturbable. Undisturbable. Let your being be constant. And equal. Let your being be blissful and full. Let your being be empty of any wants. Or needs. Let your being be empty of any shoulds or coulds. Let your being be unremarkable. Let it be unexciting. completely normal. Let your being be ordinary. Without any expectations. Unadorned. Unembellished. Naked. And completely free. Perfectly free as it is, as it always has been. Now embody this question. Do not think about the question. Just feel it. What is looking? Just sense it. What is looking? What is feeling? Get in touch with that. Not visually looking, but what is it that is aware? Stay here with this question without thinking about the question or the answer to the question. Just stay with the question. Continue to stay with the question, what is looking? Stay relaxed. I'm not trying to get anywhere, go anywhere. Notice how when the question is present, the thoughts are not present. Just take notice of this. And then go back to the question. What is looking? What is aware? pace. Feel your fingers and toes. And come back into the room. Open your eyes. Awareness, beingness, that which you are, that which is whole and complete, that which is unlimited, that which is unseen, yet omnipresent. Is not dependent on anything. If you really get this, it will make everything easier. It will make your ability to be at ease easier. It's the key to your ease. So, what do I mean by that? What do I mean? It's not dependent on anything. It's not dependent on causes and conditions, i.e. karma. It's not dependent on feeling good. It's not dependent on being healthy. It's not dependent on the body at all. It's not dependent on practicing meditation for 20 or 30 years. In fact, it's not dependent on practicing meditation at all. It's not dependent on being spiritual. It's not dependent on the ego. It's not dependent on morality, being immoral or moral, or having ethics. It's not dependent on being cultured or not. It's not dependent on having a home or living in a cave or in the woods. Without shelter. It's not dependent on food. It's not dependent on being warm in the winter or cool in the summer. It's not dependent on the sun or the moon or the earth. or outer space is not dependent on having good relationships. It's not dependent on having a guru to follow. So if it's not dependent on all of these things, what is the significance of that? Why is that important? Well, it's important because once we realize that it's not dependent on these things, then we don't have to do anything to be it, to access it. We don't need to have a perfect body, for instance, to access it. We don't need to find the perfect teaching to access it, or the perfect spiritual tradition. There's a whole domain within the illusion called spirituality that has nothing to do with this, with awakening, with accessing what you are. In fact, most of what we call spirituality is just another project. More and more and more projects. More and more things to think about. Things that are keeping us occupied, keeping our minds interested and occupied. And when our minds are interested and occupied, there is no recognition of what you are. There is just a program running and running and running and running, and then that branches off into another program that runs and runs and runs and runs, and then you switch to another program. Oh, I like this idea, let's go with this. This is gonna get me enlightened, and run and run and run with that. And then another comes another idea, and pretty soon you're just exhausted because your mind's been running. That's just not awakening. This is chasing thoughts. And it's touted many times as a process of awakening, but it's not. And this is what most of us do because we are trained to do that. We are trained to think this way. All of us are. It is part of the culture of humanity. And so, when I say that what you are is not dependent on anything, you might not believe it. In fact, I don't expect you to believe it. But if you want to, You can find out for yourself if this is true or not. And I don't want you to accept this as truth without going into it yourself, without discovering it for yourself, the truth of it. If our beingness is not dependent on anything, then what? It's accessible all the time, in every moment. Right? We can access it at any moment. This is really good news. This is really, really good news. If you get this, you will be jumping up and down. You'll be doing cartwheels down the street. There's no work to be done. There's no effort to be efforted. That doesn't mean you don't have to use effort at first to discover this. Of course we all do. We all have to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, get out of the mud before we can run, right? You can't just run a 4 minute mile, well, you know, 4 minute 1.6 kilometers. You have to train for it, right? Even though the 4 minute 1.6 kilometer race, we call it a 4 minute mile. The ability to run that fast for that long doesn't just happen, right? We have to train for it. So then what am I saying? This is all paradoxical. It makes no sense whatsoever. It makes no sense. And that is the contradiction that you must embrace. Awareness is accessible without any conditions. And yet we haven't made the decision to access it. What's going to take us to make that decision to go there, to just be? We have to ask that for ourselves. Everyone must answer that question for themselves. They must make that decision for themselves. And with the understanding that our beingness is not conditioned on anything, then when we decide to make that decision, or the ability to make that decision is much greater. And maybe it's not really a decision at that point. Maybe it's just the only thing left. that is the least bit reasonable. That the only thing that really makes sense. So we can continue to be caught up in chasing thoughts, and that's fine too. We can do that, and that's fine. If that's what you decide to do with this precious life, then that's perfectly fine. Just know that you're going to suffer. Because of that way of going about things. And if you're tired of the vicissitudes of the ups and downs, of all the efforting, then you can decide to, if there's another way, there is another way. And it's not dependent on any conditions. Does that all make sense? Or does any of it? what I'm talking about is radical. Completely radical. Why is it radical? Because we're all asleep. That's why it's radical. But it is what is. Does anyone have any questions about what I just discussed, or about the meditation? What I will say is, once the ship gets to the shore, you have to get out of the ship and leave the ship behind in order to actually get onto the land to your so-called destination. What am I saying? You have to let go of your mental attachment to everything you've learned in order to discover who and what you are. All concepts must be let go of. That doesn't mean you have to sell your house or get rid of your relationships or anything. It just means any attachment mentally to anything must be let go of.
That's hard. That would be easier to run off into the cave and hang there to the staff and cook.
Maybe. When you run off to a cave in the Himalayas with a staff and a cloak, your mind will be running even more.
Yeah, maybe. But I've got this real turmoil in my mind. It's like everything you were saying is really making sense, and like things are dropping in nicely. But then at the same time, there's such a fight going on in my mind.
Yeah. Right.
The contradiction and everything is just, yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion around these topics because we're so programmed. Our programs are running all the time. And so there's confusion, brings up confusion, brings up this mental dissonance. And that's to be expected. And the more you ask the question, who am I? Or when, the more you just say I, and go back to the I, go back to what you are, connect. The more you connect, the more this will be obvious to you, what the truth actually is. And then all of this mental resistance will go away. All the psychological dissonance will calm down. And then there's just being, and you don't have to think about any of it. It's all just spontaneous. And then you can just be spontaneous and not have to think about the paradox, the contradictions of your existence and how you live your life.
Experiencing an exhaustion, but I think it's like a collective exhaustion, and I think it's such a great and right time. You know, the more that we get exhausted with all of this mental just craziness, you know, with the running, that we're definitely heading towards a big wake up for many of us.
Yeah.
And I really feel that in this time of the winter, the cold, dark. Days. It's such an important time to have to go in. Because everything is slower, you know, my mind is like, it's so kind of like slow, which is a bit of a gift, isn't it, in a way? Unless you see it as dullness, I don't know. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The slowing down and the going in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so the exhaustion is not maybe a negative exhaustion, it's like really, it's just like,
yeah.
Something
you mean mentally or physically or both?
Both.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get to that point, then you know that something really does have to change.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to go. What?
Right. Right. Yeah.
I'm ready to step off the ship. Douglas.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Great. I've been stepping off the ship and going back onto the ship. And taking another ride on the ship, because I'm so fascinated with the journey of sailing. But the more I get off the ship, the easier it is to get off the ship. And so I think that ultimately, at a certain point, we all will have the ability to get back on the ship and go wherever we want to go, without having any attachment to vessel,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think that's how it will go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I decided to simplify things, then everything got easier for me personally. And this includes the teachings or the Dharma, if you will. And just getting rid of all the clutter around ways of thinking about truth and what is important. Because what is important is not a thought, it's not a concept at all. You know, what is most important is cannot be thought. So I guess, you know, that goes along the same lines as the other thing I was talking about. But, yeah. At a certain point, will you all see this? Tomorrow or 2 million years from now? We all see what is the we all see that. Okay.
No, for me it's hard to get that. Because, I don't know, I did not even know that there is a ship going somewhere to the shore. No.
Aren't you on a journey called life?
No, but I don't know what you mean with your alternative. I mean, there is life, there is. And you haven't spoken about that, but I think there is a purpose, there is reasoning, there is something behind it. It's not just being a soul or whatever in a human body. This is for a reason. You don't know, I don't know, no one knows probably.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I just don't get the point. What do I get off? So what would be my aim of getting the awareness? I mean, I agree totally. Less thoughts is good, being calmer is good, being relaxed, everything is good. This all comes through meditation, and but I really don't get what you say when you get to the point of your awareness. So what is it? You see what you are totally, or who you are totally, or yeah, but what for? So what does this help for? So I don't get that point. So what is
what it, is it for?
Yeah.
What is awakening for?
Yeah. So you say awakening. So for me it's emptiness we discovered last time, you know?
Yeah.
So what is it for, yeah?
What is it for? Well, it is the resolution of everything, of all suffering. So if you're on a journey and you're suffering and you want to go beyond your suffering, then you must awaken. If you're not tired of suffering, if you still want to experience the ups and downs of associating with a body and a mind, and going through the ups and downs of what that entails, of being identified as a physical vehicle, if you still want to do that, then like I said, that's perfectly fine. But if you're tired of that and you want to if you want to go beyond it and explore what that is, then the way to do that is to awaken. Do you understand?
What is there? Is there an example?
Hmm?
I mean, what is there? I mean, some people are tired of their life and some people are suffering. And I've heard the term suffering very much. A Buddhist monk says to everything it's suffering. So for me it's not. For me life is not suffering. So and
yeah.
All ups and downs are quite good. From all downs I learn. So,
sure.
So I don't see it so negatively and I'm not tired of that. As I say, I'd like to improve. Yeah, I'd like to learn more. So
great.
Like to, that,
great.
That's all okay. But this, I mean, what does it come back? So I don't know what it is. So there's something in this body, call it soul, call it whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree that this soul is totally, so this is my opinion of myself, so this is a very individual thing. And it has been since I was 5 years old, and it's the same as 55 years. There's something in me that doesn't change. It's the same. And this is probably what am I, what I'm really, because there's something that doesn't change. But this also leads to some moral things, what you say, it doesn't depend on. And I rather think it's the other way around, because of you, you create your moral. It's not about learning and from input from the outside. I think this has always been in me that I'm just for justice, there are some things I would never do, some things I would like the world to do. So this has never changed so my whole life, and no one has ever told me you have to think like that or so. So there is something in us, but I also think we are in these bodies to do something, to experience something on this planet, in this life, maybe to learn something, I don't know. So, but there is a reason, there is a purpose.
Yes.
So, and yeah, so what I just don't get is, when you have this life and you say, okay, we don't have to consider this life or situation like we always do, we can do the other thing. So what is the other thing? Go and sit and have a meditation and find yourself, find ourselves for a minute or two or three, and then what? This is what I don't get. You know?
Yeah,
I'm very practical.
Yeah.
This is,
and then what?
Yeah,
right.
And then what? Yeah.
Right. You're wondering that.
Yeah, because I have never
right.
experienced it.
Right.
You know, I can't find this awareness.
Yes.
I haven't been there. So
the fact that you are asking that question and the fact that you are sitting here in this room with us tells me that you're seeking something. You are seeking that, exactly that, what you just said. You are looking for something. You are looking for something beyond what you're experiencing in this life, or what you have experienced in this life. And you will, at a certain point, come to a decision where you will see both roads. There's not really two roads, but just for the sake of explaining it, you will see that there's another way of being, and that it's 100,000 times better, more free than this other way of being that you've been doing for a very long time. So when you ask this question, you're asking it from an identified the soul's identification with the body, which is what I call the, well, I don't want to say ego, but body identification, okay? You're asking it from that point of view. It's a point of view of, here I am, living in this body, living this life with all these other people around me. And that's the point of view you're asking the question from. If you are able to step outside of that point of view, you will see, you will understand why you're asking the question, and you also will understand the answer to the question. So, as we wake up little by little, we understand more and more, we expand like this, and we can see more as we go up and up and up, or wider or more expanded, we can see more from the whole to all the points of view within the whole. Do you understand? So following the question, or being in your beingness, and you ask, what else is there? Like I said, that question comes from a body-identified point of view.
Doesn't matter where it comes from.
I'm telling you where it comes from, okay? When you expand more, when you do it, when you be it more, you will come to an understanding about that question, and the question will cease to exist, because it's no longer coming from a point of view, it's coming from a whole, the whole, the expanded version of you. And you will then be able to grok that without, spontaneously, just like that. And the question won't even come about, because you're just being in your beingness. And that's all there is. It's just your beingness. It's just your beingness. And so your beingness is like a screen. It's like a movie screen that's being projected onto. So this is very, very deep and not easy to comprehend. But if you can't go there, then that's perfectly fine, and please don't just throw it away, just put it on a shelf, and you might be able to use it at some point later. But what I want to say is, what we are, what you are, and what I am, is like a movie screen, and the movie is being projected onto us. But we're not affected by the movie screen, and we can enjoy the movie. Don't have to stop the movie. You can keep the movie going as much as you want, as long as you want. You can even direct the story how you want it to go. But you know that you're not in the movie. You're just observing the movie. You're just the screen, and the movie's playing, and you're just enjoying the movie. So you don't have to change anything. You don't have to get rid of anything. But it's a different paradigm. You switched your whole paradigm from thinking you're in the movie, that you're a part of the movie, to knowing that the movie's just playing and you're just experiencing it, you're just observing it, and that there is nothing else. You're just you. And the character who's in the movie asking the question, what happens after I go into my being? What do I do then? Flips. And then there's, oh, but I am my being, and I'll always be my being, and it's so fucking great to be in my being, because I am me. And everything is me. It's all me, and it's all beingness. And so you see, the question you ask doesn't really have an answer. It's a whole paradigm shift. Everything changes, and then it's, wow, and I don't have to do anything about anything, because it's all just playing. The movie is all just playing, and it's fucking great, because I don't have to do anything about it, and I can just enjoy it. I can enjoy the colors and the textures and the sounds and the feelings and the smells. Everything, all of it, is enjoyable. And even the aches and pains in the body can be enjoyable. And even relationships that are fucked up or that go out of tune can also be enjoyable. You see? So it's not just what happens after this point. there's no linear time where you have an experience and then you have the next experience and then you have the next experience. That all goes away, and there's only now. There's never been a past, there's never been a future, there's only been and is and always will be now. And it's beyond anything you can ever fathom. It's beyond any concept. Does that make sense?
Schauen wir mal.
What?
We will see.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming.